The big Goulburn Valley cannery, SPC Ardmona, has joined a queue of farmers and producers who want help from the federal government after it announced at the weekend it was trying to get a state-federal farm finance package off the ground. The loan scheme, still very much in its infancy, is designed to ease the pressures on escalating farm debt and reduced profitability, but it requires the cooperation of all states, and that so far is not forthcoming. SPC Ardmona says this season it's cut its stone fruit intake by half. Out of the 114 suppliers to SPC, 60 have had their contracts abandoned. The Federal Agriculture Minister, Joe Ludwig, says an SPC Ardmona request for special tariff protection is being considered. I spoke to him a short time ago. Minister, the concessional loans under your scheme would be made available to farmers that are viable. How do you deem that something is viable when they're in so much strife?
Well, of course, what they do is, and this is guidelines, so there's no concrete term, but on the basis that the loans would be generally delivered under two categories, productivity loans or debt restructuring loans. So a business might be currently today suffering some debt stress. The concessional loan will give them that breathing space to be able to diversify, change their operation. And, of course, these loans are up to $650,000, for up to 20 years, so that they can then start that process of changing what they're doing today to give them the viability into the future, both a present and future tense.
It seems the farmers in worse strife are the ones that aren't going to get any help, though, are they? Because they're not currently viable.
What we have to do first is get the states on board. So that they're not missing out on anything until I can get the states on board. When I get the states on board, we can sit down and work through the guidelines so that we can tailor the particular loans, the concessional loans, to their circumstance. That's the important step. So get the states on board. If the states say to me, particularly Victoria says, we've got an issue around fruit growers in Shepparton. This is how we want to manage it. So we'll manage it by saying effectively that we can provide a concessional loan up to $650,000 for up to 20 years for them to diversify, change their operations, increase their opportunities.
But who tells them to change their operations? Is it you or the states?
What they do is with the particular delivery agency, they can sit down with them and work through those outcomes. They can sit down and decide how they are going to do it. So,
Minister, they're digging up their trees now in Victoria, or they're threatening to dig up thousands and thousands of fruit trees. You haven't got the states on board yet. This may be too late for many farmers, wouldn't it?
What I expect is that the states do recognise that there is urgency here and that they do come on board. I've already written to the states and detail the proposal to them, and they do need to respond because I do recognise there is urgency here.
When do you think the states will come on board?
Well, hopefully, very shortly.
State-federal cooperation has not been the best of late. Are you hopeful?
More than hopeful. This is about growers, producers in their regions who do need assistance. This is one avenue that they can access, and the states, I would be surprised if they stood in the way of that.
The SPC Ardmona situation, would it be simpler for the federal government just to provide short-term protection for the farmers and impose a tariff on cheap imported tin fruit?
Well, of course, we've received the information from SPC. What we do really have to do is work through that letter, work through the industry portfolio and the trade portfolio to provide that response. So it's too early for me to be able to say what the response should or shouldn't be.
Joe Ludwig, are you going to get this up and running before the election?
Absolutely, because farmers are in need.
Joe Ludwig, thanks for joining us this morning on AM.
Thank you very much, Tony.